I believe the pursuit of beauty is a noble one. Our appearance is a mirror that reflects who we are, revealing our lifestyle choices, our state of mind, and our potential. Everyone wants to feel beautiful. You've picked up this book because you too seek lasting, sustainable beauty. Unfortunately, it is the desire to be beautiful, instead of to create, feel, and nourish beauty, that has fueled the $160 billion a year beauty and cosmetics industry and created a culture of comparing, criticizing, correcting, concealing, and camouflaging. We cover our bodies with products labeled natural that actually contain dangerous ingredients. Of the 82,000 chemicals used in beauty and cosmetic products, most of these include carcinogens, reproductive toxins, hormone disruptors, and pesticides. On average, women in the United States use 12 personal care or cosmetic products a day, which can contain 168 different chemicals. Teens are exposed to even more chemicals. They use, on average, 17 products per day. And although men use fewer products, they still are exposed to 85 different chemicals every single day. The way we go about being beautiful is woefully misguided. This onslaught of toxic chemicals, preservatives, pesticides, heavy metals, and harmful electromagnetic frequencies pollutes our bodies, accelerates our aging, ravages our complexion, and destroys our energy and vitality, effectively unbeautifying us. Then we are forced to seek solutions for our early aging symptoms in the bottles of more cosmetic and beauty products, creating a vicious cycle of toxicity that not only empties our wallets, but also keeps us from attaining the beauty we so desire. I have spoken to tens of thousands of women from all around the world at my events, book signings, retreats, and lectures, and what has shocked me most about the pursuit of beauty is how dissatisfied nearly all women are with how they look and feel. Did you know that only 2% of women consider themselves to be beautiful? I've learned firsthand through these conversations the immediate and long-term consequences of the fear-driven cosmetics and beauty business that preys upon women's insecurities and feelings of inadequacy. The women I've talked to share feelings of disempowerment and are victims of a collective brainwashing. They are forced to believe that beauty is determined by a number on a scale: the size of their waist, the shape of their butt, and the voluptuousness of their lips. As a result, women are willing to submit to increasingly riskier cosmetic procedures, from tummy tucks to facelifts, Botox injections, butt implants, and breast augmentations, all in an effort to attain the ideal beauty, which is an airbrushed illusion in the first place. In fact, many women who attend my lectures seek my advice on how to reverse the damage the surgeries, procedures, and chemical peels have done to their faces and bodies. Essentially, we have, as a society, removed Mother Earth from the beauty equation. We have become mistrustful of and embarrassed about our bodies, feeling disappointed and betrayed by them, when, in fact, nature has created perfection in each and every one of us. All we have to do is let that shine through. We have sought solutions from a synthetic, human-made, chemically driven cosmetics culture that destroys our health and our environment, when the solutions to our problems are right in front of us. The ancient civilizations of Greece, Rome, Egypt, China, and India relied upon the natural resources offered by Mother Earth to beautify themselves. We can learn a lot from ancient wisdom and experience. The time-tested beauty secrets I will be sharing in these pages are, in fact, nothing new. They are quite old, centuries old. After returning our faith and confidence to the miracles of nature and ourselves, we can make more informed decisions on what to put on and in our bodies.